Well, thank you for joining me today. It's a pleasure to be able to pray. I do want to pray for Father Nicholas Federspiel. Let's pray for all those who promised that we promised to pray for. I'll leave right at the top two intentions. I've been praying for a buddy of mine who's recovered from heart surgery or is recovering. And I also want to pray for, I'm going to pray in particular for another buddy of mine who I've been praying for. He's supposed to have a procedure on Friday. I called him yesterday. Apparently, that's been postponed for a little bit. So we'll pray that things turn out well for him. But let's pray for you, whatever your needs and intentions are. Always good to do that. And I just want to share a couple quick emails that came in here. This is in Thanksgiving. This person said, boy, it's scary. They had a lobectomy, right? Oh, my gosh. I mean, I can't think of anything more terrifying than a surgery on your brain, right? They had that, and they had called in to pray for, I guess, protection, good surgery, and healing. They said they had a 5.5-hour lobectomy surgery. It was successful, though it was a tough one. It was a very sticky tumor with more than 2/3 of, a lobectomy. It was the lung was removed. I'm thinking lobotomy, lobectomy, lung. Very good. It was not cancerous. Yet I can breathe again. Thank God. Thank you for your prayers. That's great. Yeah, I'm thinking lobotomy. I looked at the word and thinking, I do need glasses. I need to get my eyes checked. I definitely, Maggie's laughing at me. Maggie, I need glasses or I need to zoom in on the screen.
I guess so.
That is so funny. Another person wrote, hey, I emailed you some time ago. I had glaucoma. I had a stent put in my eyes. Wow. To help with the pressure. A month after the FDA recalled the stent due to blindness and loss of eye cells. So I was down 634 eye cells. I emailed in my intention for an increase of these cells. I actually remember this. I gained 200 cells, but I just had another cell count. You know, she was down to 634. She's now at 2,300 cells. She says, yes, you read it right, Drew. 2,300. Praise God. She says, I have an appointment on Thursday. I'm praying for low pressure and complete healing of glaucoma and healing of other health issues. Trust from fear, conversion of children and grandchildren. And I'm keeping you and the relevant radio family in my prayers. So she's praying for all of us. Joy, we're going to continue to pray for you. Thanks for taking the time to write and to share that. I love the way God works. He can, you know, hear your macular degeneration or your glaucoma or whatever the problem might be. He can restore sight. He's done it, right? We've seen it in Scripture. Why can't he do the same for you? I believe he certainly can. Maggie will take your prayer intentions too. So just go to relevantradio.com. I'm sorry, no, go to Twitter, at Drew Mariani Show, and put your intentions there. If you want to, you know, send me your answered prayers, or even you want to send an intention there, you can go to Relevant Radio. No, Maggie, it's relevantradio.com/Drew. Thank you, Maggie. Helping me out here. I was thinking, well, what's my email address? It's drew@relevantradio.com. So I was thinking of Maggie saying, relevantradio.com/Drew. You're right. We have petitions that are going to the Holy Land, and that is such a great idea. In addition to Maggie and the whole prayer team here lifting up prayers on a daily basis for you, in October, you might have heard some of the ads running. I'm heading over to the Holy Land, and we will pray for you. There's some really incredible places. I think I'm gonna ask the guide when we're there, where did Christ restore sight to the blind man, and pray for people like Joy, you know? Where did the lame get their ability to walk, you know? You need a transformation, a transfiguration in your life. You need new beginnings. Let's pray on Mount Tabor, where Christ transfigured before the apostles. You know, let's pray the very place where he ascended into heaven. We'll pray for those souls in purgatory. We'll ask him to relieve them. You know, there's so many different holy places that we can pray. So send me your intention. Be kind of specific as to what you want me to pray for. And at those places, prayers will be offered for your particular intentions. Okay? Again, relevantradio.com/Drew. Thank you, Maggie. Relevantradio.com/Drew. And if you want information on the trip, you'll find all the information on that journey to the Holy Land. It's October at that same site, relevantradio.com/Drew. It's going to be fun. But let's pray right now. We'll pray for you and for your intentions, and I'm going to do my best to get as many calls as I can on the air today. And we'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
This is Maggie is praying with me. Let me get her intentions. We'll add hers to the first deck. Anything you want to lift up, Mag, as we start off?
You know, I just have a lot of prayers of thanksgiving in life that I just want to lift up, and continued prayers for my sister-in-law's sister, Meg, out in Montana. Just praying for continued healing and recovery for her.
That's awesome. Today is the anniversary of Pope John Paul II's
birthday.
Let's pray for our Pope. Let's pray for all those who are having birthdays today. And Kate Burke, if you're praying with us, I know tomorrow's your birthday. Let me get you an early happy birthday. I'll be one of the first ones to wish it to you. So we'll pray for you. And Lord, we thank you for life, the gift of life. I pray you protect it, you uphold it, and you be merciful to this country. And especially hold back your hand of justice in the ways we so often offend this beautiful gift. Eternal Father, we offer you... Oh, let me take the first call before I go on. Always in prayer mode. Our first call comes from Anthony in Bullhead City, Arizona. Anthony, good afternoon.
Thank you, Drew, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The Iskandar family's home in Canada was burned down last Saturday.
Oh, no.
And Mr. Iskandar was trapped in the house because he was bedridden. His body was burned 20%, and the lungs were burned completely. And now he's on a respirator and in a coma and having surgery for a skin graft right now.
How painful. Wow. Boy, what a horrible story, Anthony. Let's lift him up. You don't know the day or the hour. You know, you go to bed one day, as I said, you know, you're fine, and don't know when tragedy or accident can throw your life into a spiral. I want to pray for you too, Anthony. Thank you. I know you've been waiting for a while to get on, and I want to lift up all your personal intentions, but we'll certainly pray for those who are the victims of tragedy, fire especially, those who have lost their lives, those who are paralyzed from this, and this particular man who is in surgery right now, and for his lungs, those suffering with pulmonary issues. I want to pray for anyone who's got to go through skin grafts and all of the painful surgery of burns. Lord, I pray for all burn victims today, too. I don't think of all the years we've been praying on the air that this intention has come in for burn victims. So, Lord, I just today in a particular way ask for success, prompt, total recovery for those who are seeking these prayers. For those with skin problems, we had a physician write in and talk about the skin problem they had that was incurable. They didn't seem to have a solution for it. So I give you the skin and the body as well as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Rob is praying with us in Minnesota. Rob, good afternoon.
Hey, Drew. Thank you for taking my call today.
You got it. How can we pray for you?
My prayer intention is for a gentleman I work with. He has recently been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Wow.
And they're looking at the diagnosis looks pretty bleak. They're giving him about 9 to 12 months to live. So I want to pray with great confidence that you'll have a complete healing from that cancer. I also want to ask for the blessed intercession of a gentleman I know that used to go to my church. He's since deceased. His name's Irving Francis Wool. His cause for canonization is up with the Diocese of Marquette. So I ask for his blessed intercession.
Give me his name again. I want to jot that down.
Yes.
What was his name?
Yeah, it's Irving Wool.
Okay. I've heard of him. Go ahead. Did he bear the wounds of Christ? He have a stigmata too, or no?
He did.
Fascinating character. Yeah. So go ahead. What's your third intention? I'm sorry. I believe in calling upon the intercession of not just the saints, but those blessed, those venerables, those who go before us. So we'll ask his intercession today too. But what's your final intention?
Absolutely. And then just a prayer of thanksgiving. My mother is a pancreatic cancer survivor.
Oh, wow.
And that's all.
All right. And let's pray for you too. I know you've been quite selfless praying for everyone. Also, I give you Rob. I give you his heart and all the intentions that he has presented. We do pray for this coworker with stage 4 cancer and all those who right now are carrying that heavy yoke. Lord, I just ask that you lift it. You know, you've promised that anything is possible for those who believe in Mark 9, right? Verse 23. And I just ask for many miracles. Let there be many miraculous cures of cancer today. Let those tumors shrink. Let those cancerous cells vanish. Let doctors be amazed. Let the treatment and recourse be different. I want to pray for Susie Schaefer, who is battling cancer as well, and anyone who's got pancreatic cancer or any form of cancer right now. I give you those souls. I pray for those in recovery, Lord, those are in remission, those going through treatment. And I pray against this plague of cancer as we turn to you once again. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Maggie has been monitoring our Twitter account. Again, you know, I know the phone lines here jam up pretty quickly. So if you don't get through, know that you can always write to us. And also, if you don't get through for some reason, know God knows your heart, right? We're praying for each other in this moment. I'm a big believer in giving the Lord those intentions. And I pray for you all the time. I was praying my rosary on the way into the studio today, and you're part of that daily prayer. So a rosary's already been prayed for your intentions. But Maggie, a lot of people saying, hey, we need some prayer. They've been able to get through on Twitter. The Twitter handle, if you want to send us your intentions, are at Drew Mariani Show. You can also go to relevantradio.com/Drew and leave us your intentions there. But what's coming in?
That's right. We've got a lot of tweets coming in today. Eric wrote to us and said, my prayer is for my wife, Anne Marie. She suffers from chronic hives every day. She's itchy and miserable. And he says it just drives her crazy. He says, I see her in pain and crying. It upsets the whole family. Medications have not been helping. I pray the divine chaplet every morning for her and ask God to help get rid of these hives. Marlis wrote to us and said, please pray for my sister Carol, who is undergoing surgery at 3 p.m. this afternoon to remove a cancerous brain tumor. Last night while I was praying for her, I heard Drew's voice in my head saying, ask big. So I ask for this tumor to disappear. Thank you. Someone wrote in and said, a gentleman named Robert is in the process of dying right now, and the prayer is that his daughter Victoria makes the trip to see him and reconcile with him before he passes.
Wow.
His family relationship was compromised due to a bitter divorce.
That's heavy.
Marie said, Drew, please pray for a miracle. Sweet Angelica was diagnosed with stage 3B lung cancer, very rare at the age of 27. After 7 months of aggressive treatment, there is nothing more that they can do, but God can. Jesus, we trust in you. Roberta asked for prayers to the greatest physician, our Lord Jesus. to grant a miraculous healing from the diagnosis of ALS.
Wow.
I just have two more. I know these are,
no,
there's a lot.
Fine.
They're
that's
so
heavy.
Good.
Big time.
Santi wrote to us and said, my dad listens to your show every day and has for a long time.
All right.
He just had knee surgery, and I would love to pray for a good and speedy recovery for him. And then this one really takes the cake, Drew. Do you remember yesterday?
Yes.
We prayed. Someone named Sandy wrote in about the two men who were in the car accident on the way to one man's rehearsal dinner for his wedding.
Yep.
So she said, prayers of thanksgiving for Jack and Jonas.
Wow, praise God.
The young men we prayed for yesterday who were in a car accident on the way to Jack's rehearsal dinner, Jonas was in a coma and yesterday opened his eyes and shed a tear.
Oh, wow.
Please continue to pray.
The power of prayer in that very moment, reaching the throne of God, taking that man from his coma. Lord, we give you thanks. First and foremost, for all these answered prayers, we give you all these intentions that were voiced. And I love the woman who says, you know, praying big. The reason I say that, the reason I really believe that, is because in Diary Entry 1578, Faustina, you know, who recorded all of these encounters with the Lord, she said, I rejoice, the Lord said to her, he goes, I rejoice when souls ask for much, right? He's happy when you ask big. He says, because I desire to give much, very much. And, you know, we kind of wound God when we limit him. When we say, I can't ask God for that. It's too big of a prayer, you know. No, we can pray that somebody comes out of a coma or that the cancer cells, you know, disappear or the tumor shrinks or the finances get reversed or the marriage gets healed or there's conversion, that hour of death. And, Lord, I really pray for that intention. We ask for your mercy. And I'm going to sneak Loriana in here as well. She's in San Diego on the third deck. Loriana, good afternoon.
Hello, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I want to pray for three intentions. My first prayer is for Victoria, who has breast cancer, and she's doing chemotherapy.
Yep.
I also want to pray for my cousin, Yulo, who damaged his spinal cord and three neck bones above it.
Wow.
And he also ended up with sepsis in his blood.
That's nice.
I want to pray for my granddaughter, who has a hole in her eardrum, and they just found it. And they want to do surgery. So I really want prayers for her that it will be coming out good because she's very young.
Yeah.
And she really needs her ears to hear.
Well, let's pray. Well, let's pray for right now. You know, the Lord says, I make myself dependent on your trust. If your trust is great, my generosity is without limit. Lord, we trust in you. I give you all these intentions voiced and give you all those who are praying with me now. And we trust in you as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Liz is praying in Palatine, Illinois. Liz, thanks for waiting. Good afternoon.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call and everything you do. I had a mastectomy last year from breast cancer. Mm-hmm. They found a cyst on my left kidney that has just came back with the same type of marker, cancer.
Yeah.
So I'm just praying for a complete miracle.
Oh. I know how stressful it must be. I'm sorry to hear that. I really am. I'm glad you got through, though, Liz. We're a family here, right?
Thank you. Spiritual family.
We got a lot of people praying for you, and you're not alone. It's kind of strange. So many cancer calls coming in today. You know, we often see that flow. And I'm going to really ask the Lord to respond, you know, respond in a merciful way to all who are waiting for good test results, Lord. And for those who are going through treatment now, that it be effective. Yeah, we pray for the restoration of health for those degenerative diseases and problems that so many people now have. So I just give you all of our needs, temporal and spiritual, turn to you, Lord, as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Minneapolis next. John is praying with us there. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you so much. 3 years ago, I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Ukraine, and yesterday I found out that a soldier who I worked with was killed on Monday fighting in action. So he was such a light, such a joy to everybody who knew him.
Wow.
And it's really seeing the outpouring of grief yesterday on all the Facebook posts for him. Really just, you know, I've been praying for him, and I just, you know, wanted to extend that to the chaplain.
Yeah, here. I'm so glad you called. Thank you for that. John, let me express my condolences to you, too. I'm sure you're suffering in your own way with that loss. And what a tragedy and what a waste of life this whole Ukrainian war has been. And Lord, I give you John and every one of his personal intentions. I want to give to you those who mourn today, who have lost loved ones, those who are now approaching that hour of death, especially. Lord, I pray for, in particular, this war with Ukraine, that it may come to a peaceful resolution and that it may end promptly. But I do pray for this individual who served so beautifully. And Lord, I know that you are outside of time. I know you hear our prayers. And I just ask that as he drew his final breath, that you were there, that you go and be there as not just the just judge, but the merciful Savior, that you stand before God the Father and that dying soul as a merciful Savior. You embrace him. And Lord, you just comfort him in that final hour. So I give to you everyone who's on hold, Mary and Gail and Lydia and Elvira and Augustine and Sean and Maureen and Anthony and Mary and Dave and Tino and all who've written to us, all those who are posting their intentions, all now united with me in prayer. Lord, we give you our heart. We give us our deepest intentions. Give us the grace to carry our crosses, to submit to your holy will, to be faithful in these times of trial. But at the same time, Lord, give us the ability to trust and have faith and see the miracles that are unleashed with that, to move those mountains that are in front of us, Lord. So we turn to you in thanksgiving and we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
St. Faustina,
pray for us.
St. Joseph,
pray for us.
St. Peregrine,
pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Irving Hoyle,
Pray for us.
St. Patrick.
Pray for us.
And all you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One, I want to thank you for praying for me. Two, I have something special for you. I want to give you a book. Okay? I want to get you connected to, you know I believe in prayer, right? You know, you do too. We pray together every day. And I just love those answered prayers that come in. There are so many of them. I just see how God works miracles. Today, we reported on a man coming out of a coma. When I come back, I'll share a simple story of a woman who was she was in a difficult situation, kind of a real situation, and how prayer instantly converted. I'm going to give you a really simple prayer. We talked about that little 10-word prayer that is powerful when you are facing spiritual warfare or temptation or evil. When I come back, I'll tell you about a prayer that is so simple, yet so powerful. Great saints have used it. And I want to give you a book. It's absolutely free for you when I come back. Okay, I'll plug you into that. So stay with me. Grab a pen and paper. I'll give you the address or the email address or the web address that you can use to get it, okay? Short pause. When we come back, I'll get you plugged in. And if you have it, great. Give it to someone else, okay? Be right back.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Remember, O Most Gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
It's such
the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
It's such a beautiful prayer, isn't it? I love it. It's a powerhouse prayer. Many great saints have used it. I pray that prayer on a regular basis, and I think we're seeing the fruit of the power of that particular prayer here as a nation. If you would have joined Relevant Radio, I don't know how long it was. I'll have to find out from Father Rocky. He just wrote a book on the memory. How long ago it was when we started our campaign to end abortion? And it was a big vision. And he says, let's pray the memorare. I mean, Mother Teresa did this to get buildings, to get sisters in and out of communist countries. John Paul II, all the great saints love this ancient prayer. You know, it was written quite a long time ago. It's simple, it's beautiful, and it, for some reason, is incredibly powerful and effective. I remember receiving a letter from a woman, and she wrote to me, and then I'll share this. It's about the power of the memorare. She wrote, she says, I'm a young mother of four children. I live in the rural hills of Maine. My husband's name is Ryan, and I'm just documenting this event of what happened to me. This happened, she wrote just a little while ago. She says, we had a snowstorm yesterday. My husband got home from work early. The snow blew the driveway, so I could take my van to physical therapy. She says, it's a good drive away. The more I drove, the worse conditions became, and I began to get frightful. The roads were horrific. I started to pray. The van was starting to really slip. It was losing traction going up the hill. I said it twice, and then my van really began to slow down, and my van eventually stopped and got stuck on the incline in the middle of the road. I couldn't pull over to the side of the road. I was a half a mile away from home in the snow. Again, this is Maine, northern Maine, where snow is big, temperatures are deep and cold. She says, every chance I rev the engine, I swerved the van back and forth, unable to move. It was too stuck to make the incline. So I called my husband, told him I was stuck. And I hung up the phone and turned on the radio. And as the radio crackled, I heard a radio host come on and tell us, now, you know, the 1 million memorare campaign. She says, it was you, Drew. You know, this was back when Father and I were just hitting the 1 million mark on this campaign. She says, we're going to pray this prayer right now for anyone who is out there driving home and wants to get safe to their families. She says, that's what you said. And I'm like, that's me. So we started to pray it. We prayed it with you. She says, a thought entered my mind as I was praying it. Wouldn't this be beautiful? My van was able to be pushed up the rest of the hill to go home. Well, near the end of the memorare, I noticed what I thought was, a shadow of a bird crossing over my headlights. I could have just been snowflakes. I'm not sure. I just realized, well, that can't be a bird. It's a snowstorm. What if it was an angel that came to push me up? As you finished the memorare and you said the prayer, amen, my van just moved. It moved as if somebody was behind it, pushing it up the rest of the way of the hill. Just drive, no explanation for this. I cannot explain it. I was stuck spinning my wheels. I burst into tears and I cried out in awe. I passed my husband who was coming to try to get me on the hill, the top of the hill on the way home with my flashers on, my headlights ablaze. I pulled into my driveway with tears. She says, I've been praying the prayer every day ever since. It's a powerhouse prayer. It's a gift. It's short. It's simple. I often say prayer doesn't have to be eloquent. It doesn't have to be long. It has to be from the heart. And this is such an eloquent, beautiful, short little prayer. You know, our chief executive officer, Father Rocky, he wrote a book years ago on the memorare, right? And because he's always been a big believer in the power of this particular prayer. And he just came out with a book. And you got to check the cover out. I'm going to give you a web address. If you go to relevantradio.com/moment. RelevantRadio.com/moment, right? You can go to RelevantRadio.com. You'll see it on the front page. RelevantRadio.com is the best way to go. You're going to see what is one of the most beautiful covers I think I've laid my eyes on. My book, the one we did on Divine Mercy, I just thought that was such an anointed cover. There was something special about it. I get the same vibe from this. Father put together a book called The Memorare Moment. And the subtitle is a 30-second prayer that will change your life in the world, and it will. It starts with you, it ripples out to the rest of the world, and it can change everything from getting out of a snowstorm to bringing global peace and an end to abortion. I've invited Father to stop by today to fill us in. This book is yours today free, by the way. If you want it, we'll send it to you. No shipping, no strings attached. You can get it. And I would get it because, you know, with my book, we ran out of them. There's no more printing. They're done. It was one and done. So I wouldn't wait on this book either, The Memorare Moment. If you want this, you want to learn a little bit about the history and the power and hear other wonderful stories, go right now, relevantradio.com/memorare. Relevantradio.com/moment. Relevantradio.com/moment. All right, let me correct myself again. Just go to the main page because that's how you'll find it. Maggie's signing up right now, she says, for one. Father Rocky joins me right now. Father, love the book. I love the cover. And I'm so glad that we are getting this into the hands of people. I think it will certainly, as you say, change their life. And I believe the world.
Hey, Drew, that was great. Where did you find that testimonial from Maine? I remember we heard that years ago. I'd forgotten all about it, but it's like the most amazing thing. She's out there in the middle of nowhere on a hill in a forest in Maine, thinking she's going to get stuck in the blizzard, and she hears Relevant Radio and the Memorare, and she makes it home safely. How did you find that?
You and I were on the air. We were celebrating the first 100 million, 1 million, or whatever the number was at the time. I forget what the exact total. Right. And she heard us make that prayer. By God's providence, she turned on the radio, as I'm sure a lot of people right now are learning about the Memorare for the first time. So it's in my inbox. I can send you a copy of the story if you want it. So I'll get it over to you.
I remember that. I remember it very clearly. I remember another woman sent an email to us. She was listening to Relevant Radio somewhere in Minnesota, the first time she ever heard it, and said, and I couldn't believe it, I heard somebody praying the Memorare on air. She said, I almost drove off the road into a ditch. I couldn't believe it. You know, it was on the airwaves. But yeah, you're right. It is a very, very powerful prayer.
I love it.
And I wrote this book 10 years ago. The title originally was For Immediate Assistance, Pray the Memorare. And I wanted to do a second edition with all that's going on right now in the whole thing with abortion and what's going on in our culture, that I said, this is the Memorare moment. Folks, we all need to pray the Memorare many times every day right now, and that's why I want you to have the book. So we reissued the book. You're right. It is a beautiful, beautiful cover. And it tells a lot of stories about how Our Lady powerfully intercedes in history. And I remember at Relevant Radio, it was the pledge drive of November 2006. And I had suggested to the folks at Relevant Radio, I wasn't working here full time yet, why don't you pray the Memorare at the beginning of every hour during pledge drive for a successful pledge drive, and let's see what happens. Well, that was the first time ever we brought in more than $1 million in a pledge drive. And ever since that time, we've had enough resources to continue broadcasting. We haven't missed any loan payment, any interest payment, any payment of salaries or benefits. We haven't missed any of our obligations because Our Lady has interceded for us. And I know a lot of people listening right now, you've got issues in your own life. They could be health issues. They could be lodging and home issues, work issues, family relationship issues, whatever it is, and you need a miracle, I want to encourage you to pray this prayer, the memoir, and read the book about it, right? So I felt compelled to write this book, Drew. I never thought I'd write a book. When I was a kid, I never thought I'd write a book. But I felt, you know, I really owe it to Our Lady and everybody else to give a public testimonial of how powerful the intercession of Blessed Mother has been in my life and the lives of institutions, right? So when I was a kid, when we'd go on a vacation with our family, all jump into the station wagon, and my father would drive the car. He'd lead us in the memorare. It's the only time of the year we'd pray that memorare, and then he'd say, Our Lady of the Highways, and we'd say, pray for us. Well, guess what? We never got in an accident. We always got home back safely. And then when I joined Opus Dei when I was 17 years old, I learned that we had this custom in Opus Dei to pray a memorare for the person in Opus Dei who needs it the most. It was a favorite prayer of the founder of Opus Dei, St. Jose Maria. And that made a lot of sense to me. And do you remember the Falklands War?
Oh, sure.
Oh, that was like early 1980s. Mm-hmm. It was between Great Britain and Argentina about these islands in the South Atlantic. The Argentina is referred to as Las Malvinas, but the British call it the Falklands. Anyway, it turned out there was a married member of Opus Dei who was a pilot of a plane in the Argentine Air Force. And his plane got shot out of the sky, and he landed in the water in the Atlantic Ocean. And he ejected, and he was in the cold water. And it was really cold down there. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, what are those crazy birds, the white and black ones?
Penguins. Oh,
penguins. It's like penguin territory, right?
Crazy birds.
Crazy birds, you know, that waddle around. So it's like penguin territory. So he's floating in the water, and he's thinking, I'm a goner. He sees land or an island like 5 miles in the distance, and he's thinking, I'm a goner, I'm a goner, I'm a goner. And then to realize, wait a second, we've got this custom in Opus Dei to pray a memorare of the person who needs it the most. And he turns to Jesus and said, I got to be the guy who needs it the most. Yeah. You know, so I need those 60 or 80 or 100,000 memorares coming right at me. And the only reason we know that story is because he lived to tell it. He survived, right?
Yeah.
So I was really impressed by that. And then in 1996, I had just been ordained as a priest. I was living in Pittsburgh. That's the year that Mother Teresa died, St. Mm-hmm. Mother Teresa. And Bishop Worrell, who was the bishop of the diocese at that time, sent every priest working in the diocese a copy of this new book called Mother Teresa in My Own Words. It was published by Liguori Press. And I read the section about Our Lady, and she tells a story that when she started her institute to take care of the sick and the dying and the poor and the grieving, the lepers in Calcutta, she didn't have a building. And she didn't know anyone. She didn't have any money. And what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And she said, I know what I'll do. I'll pray 85,000 memorars and I'll let Our Lady solve the problem. Well, she realized she couldn't pray all 85,000 memorars herself. So she invited the people working with her, the volunteers and the sick, even the dying, even the people who were not even baptized. Because in the prayer, it says, never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, anyone includes everyone, right? Even if you're not baptized, even if you don't believe in God, if you go to Our Lady, you know, she's gonna help you, right? And so they said that prayer, and in no time, the building was ours. So I said, wow, it's that simple. Well, it's not actually simple. It takes a lot of work to pray all that much. And I said, that's all you have to do. If you got a need or a miracle, you get a lot of people and you pray a gazillion memoraries. So about that time, we were starting a school in Pittsburgh called Aquinas Academy in North Hills. It's a great school. Mm-hmm. But we started with nothing. People told us we were nuts, and we said, you're right, but we're still going to do it. You don't know what you're doing. And we said, well, it's true, we've never done it before, but we know what we're doing. We're trying to start a real good Catholic school for our kids. And we said, hey, we should pray a million memoraries for all of our needs. Well, that took 7 years, but by the end of the 7 years, they owned their land. They didn't have any debt. The school is booming. Now there's like 450 youngsters in it, and I credit to the memorare. So when I moved to Chicago, I was appointed chaplain at Northridge Prep. I realized, you know, our chapel is really kind of poor. We need a new chapel. How are we going to do that, right? How are we going to do that? That takes a lot of money. So we started a memorare campaign, 100,000 memoraries. By the time we got to 30,000 memoraries, the new chapel was already being built. And so when I came to Relevant Radio, I said, let's keep doing that. And so I've got to write a book about it. I need to tell everybody about it because you might have those own needs in your own family. I'd like everybody listening right now to go to, now if you're in a car, keep your eyes on the road, please, and keep your hands on the wheel. But when you get a free chance, go to our app. You probably have it on your phone, the Relevant Radio app. You can get it right there. There's a link right there. Go to our website. You'll see a picture of the book and just sign up. All we need is your name and your address. I don't think we even need your telephone number. Maybe you can give us your telephone number. and your email address, and we'll send you that copy. It's already being printed, and it's really beautiful. And I'd like you to have a copy. Go to relevantradio.com/moment or just to the website and get it, because they're flying off the shelves.
Yeah, no, they're going to go quick. We know what happened in the last book with Divine Mercy. I mean, it just flew, and same thing is going to happen here. Look, this is a treasure, and I want to encourage you to get it just because I think it will help you in those times of crisis when you can't pray sometimes. A simple prayer like this. I mean, this prayer has been known, and maybe when I come back, I'll share with you the story of how Mother Teresa of Calcutta prayed this to, at her beatification, it was prayed to ward off bad weather. I mean, I've seen that in the story of St. Faustina, and God hears prayers. And this little simple prayer, you can pray it every day for maybe the child of yours that needs it the most, right? Maybe the colleague at work, maybe you're going through a difficult time. You'll learn a lot about the history of this. You'll be inspired by the stories that are in it. It's something that you can read and then you can share with someone else. So go to relevantradio.com. There you'll see a little button. Just click on it. And it's yours free while they last, but you got to go right now, okay? I'm going to take a short pause. When we come back, we'll talk more. If you want to speak to Father, you can dial in too. The number here to get into the conversation is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Love to have you join the conversation. But we got a special opportunity with Father today to not only talk about his book, but to put it into your hands while they remain here. So I know how quickly they go. And I know this is an hour that loves prayer. Put this in your spiritual library. It's in mine. I'll be right back.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Drew Mariani is here for you on Relevant Radio.
It's great to be with you today. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for spending a little bit of your afternoon with us here at Relevant Radio. Our Chief Executive Officer, Father Frank Hoppen, Father Rocky, as you know him, he hosts the Family Rosary Across America, is with me. He just released a book. I want to get you up to speed on how you can get it. I want to share with you a real quick story. I promised I would. Years ago, I remember, I believe it was His Excellency Archbishop Joseph Naumann from Kansas City, Kansas. I remember hearing a story where he wrote down about how he was fortunate enough to go to the beatification of Mother Teresa, right? And this was in, I think, October of 2003. I think she was beatified, I think. My memory serves me right. But doesn't matter. The bottom line, here's what happened. He goes to Rome, right? In the afternoon and the evening before the outdoor celebration for the beatification, I knew that it was going to be huge, right? The weather reports came in and they said they're going to have nothing but rain. And Rome experienced that day, the day before the beatification, nothing but a steady downpour of rain. And the weather reports looked really bleak, right? And the forecast were like that for several days of just uninterrupted rain. So he happened to be with the Missionaries of Charity, the Order of Religious Sisters founded by Mother Teresa. And he had a conversation with a group of them and says, "Look, I'm really concerned about the weather for the next day." And the sisters said, "Don't worry." They assured him that despite the predictions of these meteorologists, not to worry. They said that Mother Teresa, if she needed a special favor from Jesus, she would invoke the intercession of the Blessed Mother by praying a memorare novena, right? This is a powerful little prayer. So they told the bishop that, look, every missionary of charity in Rome is praying the memorare, and they're doing it 9 times. So don't worry. We're confident the next day's weather is going to be fine regardless of the weather report. The next day, the beatification gets underway, and the sisters were right. St. Peter's Square, contrary to the predictions of all those weathermen, all those meteorologists, all those experts, it was basking in a bright, beautiful, sunshiny day for the beatification of Mother Teresa. So it is a prayer that can even affect weather. I'm not kidding. Whatever your needs are, if it's pregnancy, if it's good weather, if it's conversion, you need something urgently, why not pray the memorare? Father came out with a brand new book, and it is a must for your spiritual library. I would get it now while they last, because they will not last. They won't be here. You're going to write later and say, "I really wish I had this book." and it'll be gone. It's called the Memorari Moment, and you can get it simply by going to relevantradio.com. And it's absolutely free, no shipping, nothing at all. Just want to put it in your hands because we think this is a prayer that will help change not only your life and those around you, but really the world. Father, it's good to have you back. Do you have a favorite story from this book? I mean, what's your favorite aspect of it?
Yeah, no, I got lots of stories, and it's great to hear that story. And I'm chuckling here to myself because several years ago, we were in New York City and at LaGuardia Airport. This is myself and Tom Vorpahl, and we worked together for years at Relevant Radio. He was the chair of the board. And we had like a 5:30 flight from LaGuardia back to Chicago. And 5:30 came and went, and then there was an announcement from the desk there. We're so sorry, your plane is delayed. At least a half hour. Okay, half hour, that happens, right? Then after half hour, they came on and they said, we're so sorry. The plane that you're going to board hasn't even left Chicago yet, and there's thunderstorms. Wow. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. You know, we're not going to get out of here till 8 or 9. We're not going to get back until, oh my goodness. And then Tom looked at me and I looked at him and I said, you know what? We didn't pray a Memorari. So we prayed a Memorari right there in that spot, right in the terminal, and then said, Our Lady of the Skyways, pray for us. Yeah. And seconds later, the stewardess came over the microphone and said, ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing, but we've just found an extra plane in the hangar and we'll be boarding for Chicago in 15 minutes. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, wow. What do you mean you found an extra plane? There's no extra plane. And we got on and we got back on time. So that's just one of the many things that I've learned over years that you can add titles to Our Lady given the circumstances, like Our Lady of Fair Skies, right? If you don't want it to rain. I've had that happen before. I was out biking with some friends years ago, and the weather report was, it looked like it was going to rain. And we got our bikes. I said, let's pray Memorari. I said, Our Lady of Fair Skies, pray for us. And we prayed specifically for no rain. About a half hour into our bike ride out in the countryside, it didn't rain. It snowed. Wow. Or I should say it was like hail. The whole landscape turned white immediately. And my friends looked at me and said, I thought you prayed. I said, I prayed for no rain. I didn't pray for no snow. And I didn't pray for no hail. You got to be really specific when you pray for it. Look, the fact is we're not soaking wet. We're freezing cold, but we're not soaking wet. And we just had a great laugh out of that. And so I like to pass it on to other people for their own intentions, their own needs. Very, very powerful prayer. We begin by addressing Our Lady. Remember, O Most Gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known, never, all history of the world, never was it known that anyone, that means anyone, who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. You always get something. Inspired by that confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother, to thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And I'm sure our listeners could tell their own stories and write their own book about that. And that's all I wanted to do. And I want you to have it. And the reason we offer this for free, Drew, is because we've thought a lot about this at Relevant Radio. We say, Jesus Christ said, freely you have received, freely give. And we know that our listeners are so committed to us that every 3 months when we ask them to support us, many of them do. They can't all do that, but that's okay. We want this programming to be available for as many people as possible, whether or not they can contribute a penny or not. Yeah. And then those who can, they do their part. That's where the church is. And the church is like a family. The stronger take care of the weaker, and we do that. And those who are weak, one day they become strong, and they help the others. But meantime, we don't want anyone to be deprived of this book. So it's called The Memorari Moment. It's the first book I ever wrote. This is the second edition. It's got a beautiful, beautiful cover. I really want to thank Beth Groshek and Brendan Nash, who are the designers of that, as well as Rich Paczynski in marketing, and Emily Sturgeon, who takes care of the production that we got that out there. It's similar to your book from last year on Divine Mercy, beautiful book, compelling reading, great story. We want everyone to have it and share it with your friends. You can get it at relevantradio.com/moment, or you get it right at our app. So that's the story.
Yeah, it's a short it's prayer, exciting, 17 Father. Seconds. Yeah, no, I really want to thank you for doing it. And, you know, we all face crisis in life, and such a great prayer, whether you're in a snowstorm or whether you're praying for that child who is away, you know, serving in the military or at school or wherever they may be. It's such a great prayer. And there's so much in this. It runs, what, about 140 pages? How long is this thing?
That's right. It's about 140 pages. It's a page turner. You want another story? You'll like this one.
My
right foot is kind of heavy. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the car goes fast, right? So Tom Vorpal, you know Tom Vorpal, said, "Father, I'm going to pray that you get a ticket and you slow down." I said, "Why would you do
that?" It's a horrible prayer, right?
So anyway, it was on Pentecost Sunday. I was going a little bit fast down Lakeshore Lane in Wisconsin on my way to a retreat. And my goodness, there was a friendly officer from Wisconsin. He put the lights on and he went quick to catch up to me. So I said, "Oh, no." Tom is praying to the Holy Spirit on Pentecost Sunday that I get a ticket. So I slow down and, well, all I can do is pray to the Mother of God. So I thought in my mind, well, who's more powerful? Who's more persuasive, the Holy Spirit or the Mother of God? So I prayed my memorare.
Wow.
And long story short, the good officer gave me a little lesson, but he didn't give me a ticket.
God answers all prayers. Father, thank you. Hey, with the remaining 30 seconds or so, let me make sure people get plugged in. RelevantRadio.com. All right. That's as simple as it gets. RelevantRadio.com. The moment is now. All right. The memorare moment. It is yours. And it's a beautiful book. You'll be glad you had it. So go and check it out. Father, thank you. Thanks for what you're doing
here. Hey, it's always great to be on your show, Drew.
Well, we look forward to it. I hope a lot of people pick up your book. And I know you and I will be celebrating a new milestone is abortion, hopefully, as this prayer helps bring about an end to Roe. So we'll see what happens. I'll be right back. Your news and headlines are straight ahead.